Our first reading talks about the intention of Prophet Hosea for his people to come back to the Lord. During the time, the people had great anxiety, distress, and lived in fear, and relied on their own power and allied to other nations than in God. Hosea said, "Take away all guilt, accept that which is good, and we will offer the fruit of our lips. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them." Hosea is telling his people that only in God that they must rely on, and only in and with God they will experience peace, harmony, and love. They just need to obey, follow, and be loyal to the precepts of God. They must return to God and ask for pardon and healing. And by following the will and the commands of God, they will be restored. In our gospel, this is also the message and intentions of Jesus. By following the precepts of God, we love God and our neighbors. There are 613 precepts and laws in the Jewish Old Testament, which we call Torah, or the Law of Moses. A devout Jew must memorize and follow it through the letter of the law. The Pharisees must be knowledgeable of these laws and the rites corresponding to these laws. They must practice it throughout their lives and must not fail to strictly follow it. This is the reason why they always question Jesus' following, interpreting, or fulfilling the law of Moses, which most of the time they had conflict. In our gospel, Jesus answered the question, which commandments is the first of all, with a simple, profound, and mastery of the law and its purpose. He summarized all 613 laws into two essential laws, love of God and love of neighbor. He requires us to love as he loves. God is love, and everything he does flows from his love for us. God loves us first, and our love for him is a response to his exceeding grace and kindness toward us. The love of God comes first, and the love of neighbor is firmly grounded in the love of God. The more we know of God's love, the truth and the truth, the more we love what he loves and reject what is hateful and contrary to his will. He always teaches us that if we love God, we need to love our neighbors. We cannot say that I am always in the church, receiving communion and other sacraments, praying, but not serving, loving others by being compassionate, merciful, patient, and understanding. We need to practice what we receive from our Lord that is His love and mercy. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask the Lord in this Eucharist to inspire us to live His laws by loving Him and serving our neighbor, that we may see God in others, and may our sisters and brothers be the reflection of God to us. As God loves us unconditionally, we may also love others unconditionally. To all persons we come in contact every day. This Lent, let us evaluate how we are doing in this regard. How we love God. How we love our brothers and sisters unconditionally.